Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 12th of June. Hi there, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing for this, the last day of the working week. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. While we seem to have heard this story many times before during the lockdown, this is an update. SCA's reporting that for May, despite the COVID-19 restrictions starting to ease, its live radio streaming has remained constant. Month-on-month listening to SCA radio streams was up another 3% during the month, reaching 1.3 million listeners. Catch-up radio podcasts have also had another huge month with 3.4 million downloads. As many of us could have guessed, smart speakers remain popular, with 2 million listening hours to SCA stations during May, averaging 2 hours 10 minutes per session. What is it with public service organisations like the ABC? They get accused by a former employee of running a racist workplace, and instead of jumping up and down with indignation and asking for proof, they respond with typical political correctness. Ex-Triple J host Jen Fricker has publicly slammed a former employer on a number of occasions recently over different issues, including not running a safe workplace. This week, she claimed other ABC employees have been racist and making potentially racist jokes at Triple J. Instead of rejecting the premise of the accusation, the ABC seems to have swallowed the bait hook, line and sinker, responding with predictable lines like, racism is not tolerated in the workplace, and equality and diversity are valued. Former 3BA personality Jeff Knott has died aged 89. Colleagues who worked with the former Ballarat icon have flooded social media sites, paying tribute to the former announcer and newsreader. Knott retired some time ago after 40 years with 3BA and is believed to have been suffering from dementia. Well, the season may have been 2.5 months late in starting, but for AFL fans, last night's crowdless clash between Collingwood and Richmond was well worth waiting for. Triple M's AFL call team emerged from quarantine to bring footy fans a ball-by-ball description. The commentary team will be back in force during a series of weekend clashes. Well, most people dream about working in international media, but few ever achieve it. Carmela Contarino worked with Triple M, Mix 106.5 and Edge 96 before heading to London 5 years ago. Since then, she's landed on her feet picking up a gig with Bauer Media, working on Britain's Got Talent, X Factor and Capital FM. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.